as we get ready to enter the SEC tournament, which is what the NCAA automatic qualifier will be determined. We're looking forward to playing in the tournament. We'll play Thursday, playing the winner of South Carolina and Auburn. So coming off of a disappointing loss to Alabama, we want to make sure we're kind of righting the ship. And it's a new season, it's a different season. The difference now is survive in advance, one game at a time. So the most important game is going to be that first game for us. So. But we look forward to the challenge and the opportunity to play in the SEC tournament.
And we look forward to watching them, but it won't be until tomorrow. That is Mike Anderson. Welcome back in the Zone. Hour 2, Justin Akre, Pat Bradley, Matty T, joined in the studio now by Nate Olson of Sync Weekly.
Good afternoon, or good morning.
Good morning, Nate.
Nate.
Yes.
So your TV schedule includes today at high noon ACC tournament basketball. Their first round tips off today. Wake Forest and Notre Dame. Pat, so you got somebody to root for. And Boston College plays today. Those games are both on ESPN2. Pac-12 first round today. The American Athletic Conference, the former Big East teams that are not religiously affiliated, all play today as well. Those are on ESPNU and ESPN2 starting at 6. The Big East, the SEC starts at 6. KATV tonight here in Central Arkansas. Vanderbilt, Ole Miss is the late game. Auburn, South Carolina, the early game, then 6 o'clock game. Far more important to us because the winner gets to lose to Arkansas tomorrow, we hope. I don't hear you crying about the quick turnaround for poor South Carolina, poor Auburn, having to turn around and play quickly the next day against Arkansas.
Maybe it'll help them with
maybe it will.
Like it helped Georgia.
It is amazing to me. For the first time in a long time, I heard something on the morning show today that taught me something about basketball, and then David reiterated it to me.
What?
Arkansas has not won a tournament game in 5 years. I guess I had not realized that. Had not won a game. It seemed like just a couple of years ago they played Georgia's second game in the day and lost to them, but still.
That was 07, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't it?
And went to the tournament still and beat Indiana. Remember that was the year.
Mm-hmm.
But the last five they've lost, and they've all been pretty good games. But dear Lord, it's amazing. The last time Arkansas won a game, they won two or three, and then they lost to Georgia. I guess they won two and then lost to Georgia. That's amazing to me. Mm-hmm. 5 years, Pat.
And here's, if you really want to get mind freaked, yeah, we hadn't won any tournament game. Previously, we'd been to the NCAA tournament 3 years in a row.
Hmm.
You forget that, too.
Yeah.
I was shocked. I was
Because you're trying to block it out. Because they lost to Bucknell, and who else beat them?
Wasn't it?
Georgetown.
Was it G-Town?
Mm-hmm. G-Town. And then a couple years before that, they lost. Was Nolan's last game Miami? Was that his last tournament game?
Didn't Georgetown hit a layup at the buzzer to beat Arkansas in
0-0? And then, Justin, you know what happened in the game after that? Hampton beat Iowa State.
I do remember that. I was watching the whole thing unfold at Cousins.
Everybody was talking about, hey, Iowa State and Arkansas are going to play each other.
15-2.
Arkansas loses in that first game, then it's downhill from there to Cyclones.
15-2 matchup. Did not go
well. Actually, it was USC.
Stan Heath lost to USC. That's right.
That's right.
That's the clip that I play all the time. Remember?
Yeah, about
Stan
Nick
Heath
Young.
Is such a meathead, and that's why. Where is he now? Is he still at South
Florida?
South Florida, man.
He
stinks. They're not going to the tournament, are they? Are they any good?
This year they're not that good. But he's
Stan.
He may be on the hot seat down there. Huh?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Is he?
Probably so. Because
do they care
really
enough about
basketball
for it to matter?
Let me see. I was just looking at his overall record. And I think he has taken them. It was 2 years. 2 years ago, he took them to the NCAA third round.
Okay.
Third round. This year, not so good.
He took them. He took South Florida the third round. Wow.
2012.
Well, he's done better than I thought. I bet former Arkansas coach John Pelfrey goes further than a couple rounds this year.
Yeah, I think that's safe to say.
Think that's okay?
Pretty safe to say.
I'm trying to find this clip. I love that clip. You know how much I like that.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what Coach Pelfrey is going to do here in the next couple of years, if he's going to stick around.
He's going to stay on that bench as long as he can next to Billy D. How long does it take for somebody to get get that nasty taste out of their mouth as a losing head coach?
I think he'd learn so much probably about how to handle certain issues within a program.
It's easy to kick him now. I did like the guy when he was here, and I did root for him. I remember that first
year.
It's amazing to me, though, how we go as a fan base. It's like,
oh my gosh, Kentucky's going to steal him away. Kentucky's going to get out of town, Pelfrey, you suck.
I mean, it went like that. It's amazing.
That's
how
exactly
fast
how it
happened.
Went. Yeah.
I mean, after the Arkansas beat Oklahoma and Texas, remember that in the non-conference games? Then they get in and they can't hardly win an SEC game, and it's like, get out of town. I mean, between the end of December and the middle of February, I mean, did a complete 180. It's crazy.
You know, that's funny. You bring up not winning an SEC tournament in 5 years. Think about how excited
not winning an SEC tournament game
in 5 years.
If you told me it's been 5 years since they won the tournament, I'd be like, really?
Think about
they
what
won
we
a
do,
game.
Though. Think about what we do. We this week, we all get excited about going to the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
We've been down to the SEC. Think of the fans, everybody that's gone.
I went last year.
And they lose on Thursday. Everybody comes back
on
Friday.
Well, the good news is it was in Nashville, and it was easy to get over and back. The bad thing about Atlanta is you got to fly most of the time.
Yeah.
Some people are driving, but that's kind of a haul.
And it's Atlanta.
Yeah, I don't like Atlanta. Here, let me ask you this. Is Florida becoming a basketball school? This story asks. Billy Donovan's run at Florida has been impressive. Listen to this. Since 96, he's won 73% of his games. 16 straight 20-win seasons. 16 straight 20-win seasons. Made the NCAA tournament 13 of the last 15. He'll be 14 of 16 this year. 31-11 career record at Florida in the NCAA tournament. Three Elite Eights, three Final Fours, two national championships. Florida's one of the rare schools, though, that has had success in both. They've won three national championships since 96 in football. One with Spurrier, two with Urban Meyer. Eight SEC championships since 91. 12 SEC Eastern Division championships. So here's the numbers. Conference championships since 91, Florida's won six in basketball, eight in football. National championship since 91, two in basketball, three in football. But since 2000, five conference titles in basketball, only two in football, or three in football, excuse me, and two national championships in each. You know what I get from this? Florida's really good at both.
They're really good at both. Yeah. And I don't think, unfortunately, as great as Billy D, his run has been.
If he had done this anywhere else, they would have a statue up of him already.
Absolutely, yeah.
They would.
Think
it
if he
goes
did that
back to what I say.
At Arizona or Kentucky or anywhere else.
Duke, those are basketball schools.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you did this kind of stuff at a basketball school, that'd be amazing.
There's not many schools that equally support, and by support, I mean fans showing up and how they spend their money. Like, you look at where Florida plays their basketball games, okay? And you look at what
I've never
he's
seen
done,
it, but okay.
It's not anything special. It's where they. It's the same place they played back in 95, Justin. That's
how
the kind of support I'm talking about.
We talk about schools that are basketball schools or football schools or both, like Arkansas and Florida. Certainly Arkansas is not quite on the level Florida's at, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Then I was just thinking about there are some schools that are nothing. What are they? They're like sort of, what is it? I was just thinking about like Arizona State. Arizona's a basketball school. What is Arizona State? They're neither. They're really not.
And Vanderbilt.
They're really neither nor.
They're kind of a basketball school.
They're more
school.
Of a basketball school.
More
though,
of,
although
but not the upper
They're not really
basketball
a basketball school, though, yeah.
Every once in a while, they'll put together a decent
run.
And football's had a good run lately with Franklin, but anyway, the point is they're not really either.
Well, and to your point about Florida, I think any school in the SEC, even Florida, when you're winning like that, they may get more excited about winning football games. It's just the culture of the South. If Billy Donovan was even like at Michigan State or anywhere in the Big Ten at Wisconsin,
bro,
where they do have good football teams too, he'd have more acclaim because it seems like those conferences care more about basketball than the SEC as a whole and the South.
That's true.
So,
all right, here are some odds to win. What do you think Arkansas odds are to win the SEC tournament, knowing they've got to go through Florida before the finals?
1-14.
1-14. Nate, what do you say?
1-25.
Arkansas's chances of winning the SEC tournament, 16-1.
Well, how many teams you got in the league?
14.
Okay. Everybody has a chance.
Well, it's not exactly the same.
Right? I mean, that's not how you do it, isn't it?
Florida's odds are 2-3. Kentucky's 3-1. Tennessee's 4-1. So according to Vegas, Tennessee has four times better chance to win in the SEC
and
tournament.
Kentucky, too?
Kentucky's 3-1. Yeah, I'm surprised.
Yeah, I mean, that's
Georgia and Arkansas are at 16-1. Missouri, LSU, 25-1. Ole Miss, 33-1. Alabama, 50-1. Vandy, 100-1. Texas A&M, 250-1. Auburn, South Carolina, 500-1. Mississippi State, 500-1.
I wonder if what goes into that as well is if you're slotted where you have to play one or two more games than Florida, Tennessee,
surely
Kentucky,
that adds
though.
To your
don't you think it
would make your odds harder? Tennessee's got to win three. Arkansas's got to win four.
Yeah.
So poor South Carolina or Auburn have to win five, is
five,
that right?
Five, bro. Yeah.
That seems unfair.
It seems impossible.
Well, it does, as bad as they are. I'm not sure. Well, I guess Florida could probably do it. But Florida, think how hard. I mean, if Florida had to win five in 5 days with this team, you think they could do it?
If you could line up exactly how you wanted to go, like the first game would be against Kentucky. It'd have to be the opposite. You know, first game against Kentucky, second game versus Tennessee or Arkansas.
True.
Mississippi State.
Right, yeah. Good point. That's a good point. So Florida undefeated in conference play. First time it's ever happened. A team has gone 18-0 in the regular season. Certainly the far and away favorite to win the conference tournament. And people say, oh, they don't have anything to play for. Maybe they're better off resting. That may be true. If they've already locked up a number one overall seed, that's probably the case. But I'm going to guess they won't go in and lay down. I'm going
to
guess they'll play hard like every game matters.
Yeah.
We'll look at South Carolina and Tennessee. And shockingly to me, I don't know if you're shocked by this, I'm blown away. Auburn is favored over South Carolina. Auburn is favored over South Carolina. As much money as I thought about putting on Arkansas the other day against Alabama, my heart was certainly involved in this one. I feel very good about putting money on South Carolina catching a couple of points against a dismal Auburn team.
I wouldn't do that so fast, my friend. I
will bet you
my friend, a
free lunch right now that South Carolina wins by five or more points.
Okay. South Carolina wins by five or more points.
And they're a 2 or 3 point underdog.
Ooh, here's why I don't know if you can.
Do you want to bet the lunch? Do you want to bet the lunch?
Auburn's got two.
Do you want to bet the lunch or not?
Yeah, of course I do. Why wouldn't I?
Lunch is bet. Matt, witness.
Throw Matty T in there too.
Matty T gets a free lunch either way.
Okay,
that sounds good to me.
Okay, loser buys for three.
Fine,
or two if you don't want to eat.
Could the loser picks or the winner picks?
Winner picks, of course.
Winner picks
where the lunch is
bought. And the loser pays.
Right.
Okay. Fine.
I'm not buying caviar again, Ted.
Hey, guys, wasn't it, what was it, 06 or 07, Florida became the first school to win a national championship in football and basketball, and they beat the same team in both sports when they beat Ohio State both years?
That sounds right.
Wow, that's a great stat.
I think that's the only time in history where the schools won both championships and beat the same opponent for both sports.
Same opponent, yeah. I can remember back then we were trying to put together one of our many lists of who had done it. And there's not many teams that even have a program good enough in both basketball and football to compete. Certainly Michigan State is one you look at, Michigan.
Yeah, their
Florida.
Football team has not been quite as good as they were this year in most years.
There's really not many of them when you look at it. A couple of those Big Ten teams.
Ohio State?
Yeah, Ohio State's one of the very few. Ohio State, Florida, there aren't too many that could compete at the highest.
I could see a couple of Big 12 teams, maybe. Texas certainly is one.
Oklahoma State had some good runs.
Wisconsin in the Big Ten.
Wisconsin, yeah. Yes.
Oklahoma maybe. Oklahoma's had some good basketball teams certainly with Blake Griffin. I'm just talking about a team.
What's the best
basketball
programs in the Pac-12?
In the Pac-12, you got
Arizona,
UCLA.
What about Oregon and both? If your boy gets
borderline on basketball,
well, they're ranked.
Yeah, UCLA and USC have two good coaches out there. Right now,
who's the USC basketball
Alford
coach?
And USC is the one from Florida Gulf Coast.
Andy Enfield.
Andy Enfield, that's right.
Can those guys get some magic going? Possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly.
I do think Sarkisian will turn things around quickly in football for sure. Mm-hmm. Not that they were so far off last year. They ended up having a pretty decent year.
A couple good recruits, especially in Cali. Are you kidding me? How many recruits?
Yeah.
All there is talent out there in basketball and football.
I don't know what's going on with ESPN.
Hogs are one of them. I'm going to go on record as saying that. We can win a national championship in both. We've done it.
I'm curious what Billy D's thinking about the tournament. Let's hear him.
Well, a unique week for us considering for the last 9 weeks we've been getting prepared for 2 or 3 games a week. So, a little bit of time here in the first portion of the week to kind of focus on us, ourselves, where we can get better. And then we'll find out on Thursday who we're going to be playing on Friday. So, exciting time. Regular season's over, and now moving into postseason, and I think our guys will be excited to go to Atlanta.
They should be.
They're excited to go to Atlanta, Pat. There you go.
Well, it's so tough how you navigate and push the buttons on the kids right now.
Who else are you curious about? Are you curious about Tennessee's coach? They got to be feeling good. Quanzo's got to be feeling good going in. I think they're locked. Nate, what do you think? Would you bet a lunch on Tennessee already being in the NCAA tournament?
Man, I think them and Arkansas are right there competing for that spot. Okay. I don't think either one's a lock right now.
Well, I'm going to tell Tennessee that they're already locked in and they can relax this week.
Okay. I think we're playing well, doing a great job playing as a team. Our sister up, so we obviously moving the ball, finding the open guys, not only our guards, but also our big guys are finding guys when they've been double-teamed. They're doing a great job of rebounding the ball, but playing good basketball as a team.
So you don't think there's going to be four teams in the SEC? You think it's only going to be three?
I think so.
Unless Missouri gets a run, right? I mean, if Missouri wins a couple of games,
Missouri's going to
be in. If one
of these teams gets hot, you know, like if – well, was it Arkansas and Tennessee may play each other? I don't know.
Yeah, they Arkansas and Tennessee do
so
play.
What, I think that's an elimination game right there, maybe.
Okay, so you got – a lot of people think this four. The way it's going to end up shaking out is Missouri's not going to go on any run. Arkansas is going to beat South Carolina or Auburn, whoever they match up against. So if you are one that thinks that – there's only three from the SEC, then yes, the winner of that Tennessee-Arkansas game is going to be it. A lot of folks think they're both in still.
Well, I hope so. I hope Arkansas is in. But I would not make that assumption.
You know what they say, hope in one hand and in the other.
Right.
Okay, here's a couple of stories you guys might enjoy. Missouri forward Tony Criswell. You familiar with him, Pat?
No, sir.
A reserve who hadn't played much lately for Missouri won't be playing in the SEC tournament. Way behind on his rent off campus, over $2,000. Frank Hay told the media that he, quote, has got some things he's got to take care of back in Columbia. He's averaging almost 4 points and 3.5 rebounds a game. Will not travel. He hasn't had a double-figure scoring game all year, and he's been passing the rotation by other players, but certainly does not help them from a depth standpoint when you need every all hands on deck for a tournament, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that... him staying home or him getting in trouble may have a lot more to do with him not being able to score the ball.
Okay.
We don't need him anyway.
We've talked a lot about Joe Lunardi.
Yeah.
Who's a brilliant guy, apparently. He teaches a bracketology class?
Come on, we're
a real class. St. Joe's.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
Fundamentals of Bracketology, a real online course instructed by Lunardi each year in the course.
Online, why don't we take it?
I'm in. Students are tasked with identifying rules that guide the selection process, analyze the way schools try to position themselves to be in the best shape for the tournament selection, and a mock bracket. Yes, you make a mock bracket. I don't know how many, I'm assuming it's like a credit or two course. I don't know.
I'm going to look it up right now.
At the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to the bracketologist from Bleacher Report. His name is Kerry Miller, so stay tuned for that. Nate Olson is here. Before we hit our next break, rather, Nate, what's up in Sync this week, other than you promoting radio guys from other stations?
Right. There is
syndicated
that.
Syndicated is a dirty word around here.
I don't even know what that means.
Syndicated means you don't live here and you do a show in this market.
Well, who needs you? Screw you.
That's what I say. Local lives on. Local rules.
Couple local yokels right here, my friend.
And I like how you can slap an Arkansas shirt on an Arkansas native, but when he's broadcasting in a Nashville studio, don't mean a hill of beans to me, babe.
Well...
Anyway,
so moving on to the beer bracket.
There we go. By the way, I have to say, you want to talk Upset City, baby?
Yeah.
I can't believe that, what was it, the Lazy Magnolia got upset. I could not believe it. Schlafly knocked it off. I thought Schlafly got screwed on its first round draw, and it knocks it off. I was amazed by that.
Well, and so you've got the experts' opinion, Shea, Stewart, Emily Van Zandt. So you'll see that in there. The first part of the feature, they've got the exes on the teams that, or the beers that they have eliminated. And then you go to the bracket, and that is the People's Choice Champion. You can vote on that. If you vote for all five rounds, you can win a Kegerator. So hopefully you're already in. If not, still get in there anyway and vote for your beer. But one of the upsets there, I kind of enjoyed seeing this. The Springdale or Northwest Arkansas Brew ESB.
Yeah, the core Brewing
pulled off a big time upset at 8-1.
Who they beat?
Move on. That Purple Haze.
Yeah, Purple Haze from a beat is good.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this. I don't know who says that Kolsch is from Manhattan, Kansas, out of Schlafly, because Schlafly's based in St. Louis. But so be it. My point is, I'm shocked that the Kolsch moved on. And as it says here, maybe Southern Pecan was out of its element. That's a great beer as well. But the Kolsch and anything else that Schlafly produces is fantastic. That's a tough second round matchup for the Core Brewing Company. But I like the fact that people are picking local. Although, that being said, while I do like a lot of what Diamond Bear does, and I do like the Southern Blonde, which probably is their signature beer, is that fair to say?
I think so, yeah.
This Halcyon Unfiltered Wheat from from Tallgrass Brewing Company in Manhattan, Kansas. That, my friend, is a fine beverage. I've had a sip of that bad boy. It's pretty,
you have?
Pretty tasty. And it comes in a big, tall can.
Well, we've had great participation, not precipitation, participation over the last week. Yeah, no, it's been great. So get on there, syncweekly.com/beer, and vote and check out in the issue this week what Shay and Emily talk about it as we move on to the Elite Eight next week.
And if you like to eat your beer, there are some great local options in the dark and rich category. You got Vino's got the Lazy Boy Stout, which I see. Is that a Schlafly or is that a Vino's? I'm so confused.
Which one? Then
we've got those are flip flopped. Okay, I got it now. Then Schlafly's got an oatmeal stout, which is pretty heavy duty. It's a little out of my range. Free range brown ale from Flyway Brewing Company here in Little Rock. Mm-hmm. Not familiar with them.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about them either, but they are here.
All right. Well, we need to we'll talk more about this and some other things going on in Sync this week. I did read this cover to cover yesterday.
So, appreciate that.
Yes, hey buddy, I'm here for you. 11:27. Nate Olson's here. Pat Bradley's here, and I'm here. If you're thinking about lunch, get over to Jim.